Tamjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Tasaya Bhutale Sri Vate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Sarasati Deve Gauravani Vacharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschata Dasatarine Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Adaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Bhava Bhakta Vrinda नमस्ते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय दैत्यचंद्र जय भोगवृंद नारायण नमस्कृत्यात्म देवी सरस्वती व्यास जय निर्जन मुखा करोचिवाचा मंगुलांगाय थे यथिताथ महन वंदे श्री गुरु निधारण परमानव श्री चैतन्य हरिओ
This is Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 19, Text Number 8, continuing the discussion entitled The Island of Jambudvip. Suro suro vapyatha vanaro naraha Sarvatmanaya sukritajnyamuttamam Pajeta ramam manujakritim harim Ya uttaran anayat koshalandivam Suro suro vapyatha vanaro naraha Sarvatmanaya sukritajnyamuttamam Bhajeta ramam manujakritim harim Ya uttaran anayat kosalam divam Suro suro vapyatha vanaro naraha Sarvatmanaya sukritajnyamuttamam Bhajeta ramam manujakritim harim Ya uttaran anayat kosalam divam Suraha, demigod, asuraha, demon, va api, or, ata, therefore, va, or, anaraha, other than a human being, bird, beast, animal, and so on, naraha, a human being, Sarva Atmana, wholeheartedly, yeah, who, sut kritagyam, easily made grateful, uttamam, most highly elevated, bhajeta, should worship, ramam, Lord Ramchandra, manuja akritim, appearing as a human being. Harim, the person, Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yah, who, Uttaran, of northern India, Anayat, brought back. Kosalan, the inhabitants of Kosala Desha. Ayodhya, Divam, to the spiritual world. Vaikuntha. Iti. Thus. Translation. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than man, such as a beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramachandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus, he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramchandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Please repeat. Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or creature other than man, such as a beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramchandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Lord Sri Ramchandra is so kind and merciful to his devotees that he is very easily satisfied by a little service rendered by anyone, human or not. This is the special advantage of worshipping Lord Ramchandra. And there is the same advantage in worshipping Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Lord Krishna and Lord Ramchandra, in the manner of Kshatriyas, sometimes showed their mercy by killing asuras. But Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu awarded love of God without difficulty even to the asuras. All the incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but especially Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, and later Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, delivered many of the living entities present before them, indeed, almost all of them. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is therefore represented in the six-armed form of Sharbhuj Murti, which is a combination of Lord Ramchandra, Lord Krishna, and Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The best purpose of human life can be fulfilled by worshipping the Shadbhujamurti, the form of the Lord with six arms, two arms of Ramchandra, two arms of Krishna, and two arms of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
Translation again.
Therefore, whether one is a demigod or a demon, a man or a creature other than man, such as a beast or bird, everyone should worship Lord Ramchandra, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who appears on this earth just like a human being. There is no need of great austerities or penances to worship the Lord, for he accepts even a small service offered by his devotee. Thus, he is satisfied, and as soon as he is satisfied, the devotee is successful. Indeed, Lord Sri Ramchandra brought all the devotees of Ayodhya back home, back to Godhead, Vaikuntha.
Agupati Raghula Rajaram Patita Pavana Sitaram. Hare Krishna. In this verse, we hear the glories of Lord Ramchandra, and also in the first part, Prabhupada mentioned that Lord Krishna, and later, most of all, Lord Chaitanya are also equally and more merciful. When we went to Ayodhya Dham, we heard that all the residents of Ayodhya had gone to the spiritual world, had gone back to Godhead. So this was a very special mercy that Ramchandra, he accepted a little service. The Adityavali is observed some by one Krishna Leela, some by different Leelas, but one of the Leelas that Adityavali represents in North India is when Ramchandra is coming back with Sita by the Pushpa Viman, or the flower airplane. I saw he was flying at night. So in order to find Ayodhya, everyone lit candles and lit ghee lamps and illuminated the city so that Ramchandra could come back easily, even in that night. So this was a very special occasion. So still today, this is one of the biggest festivals in India, is Adityavali. And it means the Festival of Lights, which was the residents of Ayodhya welcoming back Lord Ramchandra. We took the safari 1 year to the Ayodhya, and they were taken to Chitrakoot. So I hadn't seen Chitrakoot. I didn't know really so much about Ram Leela. So the Chitrakoot, it was a very beautiful place. It's a few hours by car to the south, maybe 100 or 200 kilometers. They said that Lord Ram and Sita and Lakshman, they lived there for 11 years. And it was like the Vrindavan of Ram Leela, in the sense that it was a very beautiful hills and trees, forests. So the whole city came with Lord Maharaj, and they all came and requested Lord Ram, please come back. But since Ram was ordered by his father to spend 14 years in the forest, because the father had promised 2 loons to the wife, so she was misdirected by one hunchback lady. So she asked that Ram be banished for 14 years and that Varg, her son, be made the king. So Adasarat said, how can you ask such a thing of me? Ram did no wrong. But she insisted so. He did this because he had given his word. It hurt him so much that he died, and she became a widow. And Varg said, well, you're my queen, but you're no longer my mother. So he heard of children being rejected by their parents, but she was a mother rejected by her son. So she said, I respect you as a queen, but you're no longer my mother. And the whole thing was quite moving. And how Varg and all the people of Ayodhya came, and he requested Ram, please come back. And he said, well, my father ordered me. I have to follow his instruction. Although it's difficult, but it's my duty. So he tells the, he shows that you know, one should follow one's, either one's father or one's guru and an instruction. So he was very careful to follow. So then Bharata, he gave his wooden shoes. He said, look it, you can, and Bharata, he put the wooden shoes on the Singhasan. And he would sit by the side. So he managed the kingdom on behalf of Ram, but his son had to manage it. But officially, he put the shoes of Ram on the Singhasan. So he said, since Ram is living outside the city, we also live outside. We banish ourselves. So he lived in one place. I forget the name, Nanda. None the ground or none the sun. And it was outside of Ayodhya. And he lived there. And when Hanuman was flying to look for that Mandar Hill to during the battle with Ravana, at that time he flew over Bharata. So Bharata brought him down. Who is this? Who dares to fly over the Singhasan Ram? And then he showed the Ram a ring he had. So then they embrace. So they have the deity of Bharata embracing with Hanuman. Yeah, Ram Bhakta. Jai Shri Ram Chandra Ki. Like that, this beautiful, beautiful scenery all around me. Sita Kunda and Ram Kunda, and we went to this one place where they had a cave that Ram lived in, and there was a little like a pond in the cave. So Sita used to take a bath there. So then we went to one place. I forget the exact lila, but Anasuya was the daughter of, I think, Daksha, or Karma. I forget Karma. And she married Archie, the great sage. So she was known as the most chaste woman in the whole universe. So at that time, Lakshmi and Asaj and what's her name, the wife of Rama. Huh? Another one. The wife of Shiva is Parvati, and the wife of Rama is I think Gayatri is the second wife, and the first wife is I think. So they told her husband, "You'll please go there and test her. See if she's really that chaste." So they went as Ramas, and they went and begged the boon. So she said, "Okay, I'll give you a boon." So then they revealed that they were Rama and Shiva and Asanu. So they said, "We want to see you naked." So how can she name chaste her husband and show herself naked to some other man? So this was the test. So she thought to her, okay. And she turned them into little babies, because the mother can feel naked before the baby. So she had them as little babies, 6 months old. And she'd rock them. So after a while, then Lakshmi and the Parvati and what's her name? Anyway, the wife of Brahman, they begged him, please get back her husband. We're sorry, you're the most chaste. So, she was also in Ram Lila, that she only agreed to help Bharat find Ram if he stayed there one day and with the people, and she did some sila, so like that. We went to that place and we saw it, and there was a sadhu and he gave us all fruit. And then he said, you know, I went to Mayapur and you didn't receive me. I felt so bad that, because Prabhupada told us every sadhu who comes to Vrindavan, to Mayapur, we should receive them. So we should give them fruit. So somehow, he had fed us, but we hadn't fed him. So then I came back to Mayapur. I told him, make sure every sadhu comes, whoever they are, we give them prasad. Confirm. So, like that, we were, anyway, we saw all these places around me, and it was very interesting. So, but here, Prabhupada, he mentions that, you see, Ram and Krishna, they were kshatriyas in the later, I mean, Krishna's later lila, Ram's father's lila. So, sometimes they'd kill demons. When they killed them, they got liberated. But Lord Chaitanya, he promised not to take any weapon of violence. So he just gave up Lord Krishna to everyone. Even Jayavanda got Lord Krishna. It said, when you go to see the samadhis at Katwa, I think Chaitanya Das, you're coming to Katwa? You're born there, oh. So there the Jayavanda. They used to dance and do kirtan on the way to the Ganges in Katwa, and said they would cry. They had love of Krishna. They cried ecstasy when they chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Rama Rama Hare Hare. So sometimes Lord Chaitanya would reveal his sadhus. That he's Ramchandra, Krishna, Lord Chaitanya, all in one. So he would have the six-handed form. Two hands, bow and arrows, two hands, a flute, and two hands, kamandalu and a stick. So like this, he would show the sadhus form. Actually, Prabhupada said that the Thai people and the Chinese, they like deities with many hands. So this sadhuj should be popular there. So at one point we had a sadhuj, a deity in Thailand in Bangkok. I don't know what happened to that deity. But there we had... So Lord Chaitanya is very merciful. And that's our hope. You see, if the people of Ayodhya, just by a little service, they could please Lord Ram. So just by little, so just by chanting Hare Krishna, by taking some prasadam, you get love of Krishna. You see, in the Shantipur, there, in the pastime that Advaita was on the Govinda Dwadasi, he was giving the festival for the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri. So he had especially on that day he made an elaborate arrangement, and Lord Chaitanya said, anyone who takes prasad in this place at this tithi, they get love for Govinda. So we take buses and buses of devotees every year to this place in Shantipur. Just like a little prasad, you get love of Krishna. No austerity, no fasting. Just a little prasad, you love. Govinda! 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 So like that, there's many pastimes of Lord Chaitanya where he freely gives out a love of Krishna. Without, you see, all the difficult austerities, just by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. So, this is a very special revelation. We heard that, Ravana, he had also Hiranyakashipu, he had a certain blessing that he couldn't be killed by any asura, by any rakshasa, by any deva. But he was himself a rakshasa. He was a man eater. So he used to eat humans and animals. So he didn't ask for any blessing to be not killed by a human or animal, because he thought, anyway, they're my food, so I had nothing to fear of them. Yum yum. So, and that's why the Lord came in a human form, and his devotees came as monkeys and bears. So they fought with Ravana, great monkeys like Hanuman, Angada, and others, and bear's name? Jandalan. So they fought with these great demons like Indrajit and Ravana and Kumbhakarna and so on. So there was a great battle, and finally Sita was liberated. So later, technically, Ravana's brother, Vidushina, he was, because he advised Ravana, give back Sita. Ram said, he won't fight. Just give back his wife. So give them that. And why do we sacrifice our whole kingdom and everything for this one woman? Give her back. It's not your wife. But Ravana, he was such a demon, he said, okay, you're one of them. You go with him. You don't belong here. He then, he gave good advice. Instead, he banished him. So then he went to Lord Ravana, Lakshman, and said, well, I am banished, so I join you. But Lakshman thought, maybe he's a spy. How can I trust him? He said, I'm not a spy. I'll join you. I'm a banished man, brother. I give him good advice, he don't accept it. Well, what's the truth? He not satisfied. I said, I swear, if I was fine and not honest, I'll become a kshatriya or a king or a varya in Kali Yuga. Oh my God. All right. Then he's telling the truth. That's such a heavy thing. That gives us a little insight into how the Brahmas and the kings are considered in Kali Yuga. So that can be instruction. Okay. You're telling the truth. I believe you. So, like this, on the round, Lila goes on. But Ram came some 10,001 years ago. Krishna came 5,000 years ago. Lord Chaitanya, he came only 500 years ago. So we can get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya very easily. You know, if we think he is within the history books. His activities, everything is very recent. And 500 years is not much. So we can take advantage of his great mercy. And just by practicing Krishna consciousness, by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. We can achieve this greatest of all mercies, which is love of Krishna. So, finally, last night, Rabindranath, the head puja, he came and seen me. So I got some of the nectar. He didn't have all the nectar, but I was encouraging him to write down all the pastimes of the deities. But we one thing we heard from Ramananda that Prabhupada said that Rukmini Dwarkanath had ordered him to start the preaching in India. So that was, we know that, that's interesting. And then Rabindranath told last night that also somewhere in the books that are in his letters or somewhere, where Prabhupada said that Rukmini and Dwarkadish, they asked him, instructed him to go back to Vrindavan. And so when he went there in 1977, then he realized that he wasn't going to stay very long in the world. That his time had come to an end. So, like that, these deities, they're very important. Somehow, Prabhupada keeps referring to them, that they're advising him to do this, do that. So he was directly in contact. So we should understand these deities are very special. When I was having a vision of the different deities, somehow, Rukmini and Dwarkadish, I thought, although I'm going to many deities around the world, but that I should come here and take shelter of these deities, and then I would make advance in my being cured. So I hope that they do record the different leelas. There are some pujaris who told me that they would tell me if I would promise not to tell their name, but I didn't follow up and didn't come back. So, but because in the West here, people think maybe they're crazy or something. Or in India, they're hungry for these leelas. Anyway, these are definitely special deities. And they've had different pastimes. at different times, but maybe the devotees are like to reveal because they're afraid that people won't accept. I don't know. But we should understand that these are archa avatars, that they are incarnations of the Lord as a worshipable deity. So that they have lila. It says in the Shastra that the deities have lila by chitra, although it's the same Krishna, but the different deities have different lilas, they have different pastimes. So somehow these the deities of Lord Nityananda Rukmini Dorkatish, Rukmini Dorkanath, and the Jagannath Baladev Subhadra, Prahlad Nrisimha, they have some pastimes. He was mentioned before they had put the Prahlad Nrisimha below the Jagannath altar. And they took all together. Krishna said, well, they shouldn't go up there. And they actually took off some house behind the temple caught on fire and was burnt. So then they put the deity of the picture of Prahlad Nrisimha where he is now on the pillar. So they thought, well, maybe the house burning was Nrisimha, and he was angry. Why? And then a lot of research said, Prabhupada, for this Los Angeles deities, and for all the deities around the world, he had said, you should chant three times in the Nrisimha prayers prior to the Rath Yatra, because taking the deities out is a bit of a risky thing. So, Maharaj said he forgot to chant. This is our nature. We get order from Prabhupada, we forget. But he said he forgot. And then that year, there was some accident with the Balaram Rath. And the Balaram Rath broke down and had to be replaced. So since then, well, this is an important thing because I don't think every Rath Yatra chants three times on our Nrisimha prayer. So many things happened here in Los Angeles. So you're very fortunate that you have deities who are very much Prabhupada referred to them and he considered them very important. So I hear in the Western world, this is a very important temple. And these deities are very important for Srila Prabhupada. So, please take very seriously their service and their blessings. I'm particularly avoiding the marriage thing that I'll stick at the marriage later this morning. At that time, I got some other things to say. But this morning I wanted to mention about the deities. So I do have here the Nrisimha oil from Mayapur, the recent oil that was sent over, just we got yesterday. So I'd like to share that with whoever wants. It's said to remove the obstacles in the path of bhakti as it's put on your forehead. Are there any questions? Is there one related first?
Hare Krishna. The question is not really related to the class, but I wanted your advice on this point, because we regularly decorate the temple. And when the deities are resting, it's impossible to be completely silent. And, you know, there's various noises of shuffling and people coughing and all sorts of things. So I was wondering if it was better if we sing and chant Hare Krishna while we're working and if that's less disturbing for the deities.
I couldn't hear everything. You asked that when the deities are asleep, sometimes with festivals, you need to prepare something. And you make some noise, is it all right to chant?
Because we make noise when we're working in the temple room, when the deities are resting. And I was wondering, because it's impossible for us to be totally silent, if we could sing softly, if that's better to do that, rather than the kind of noise that just goes on, you know, the shuffling of things and like that.
Well, I know that in Mayapur and in Vrindavan, Prabhupada had us do the 24-hour kirtan. So that was chanting around the clock. So that was authorized by His Divine Grace. So I don't see any problem with chanting while the deities are asleep. If that's your question. Internet?
J.K. Das from Ozarks is asking, if Krishna Prema is so easy to get, why should I perform Harinam daily?
Why should he?
Perform Harinam daily.
Who is that?
It just says J.K. Das.
From?
Ozarks, O-Z-A-R-K-S.
Ozarks. Ozark Hills. Well, that's the way you get love for Krishna, by doing the Harinam, by chanting Hare Krishna. That's not considered a very difficult austerity. Like, some people, the Chandra, what's it called, the Chandrayana, a fast, they'd start with, on the first day of the rising moon, the Pratipat, one grain of rice, next day two grains, after the 15th day, the full moon day, they take 15 whole grains of rice, and then 14, 13 down the 1 month fast. I mean, I don't think you can fill your stomach on even 15 grains of rice. So there are all kinds of like really difficult fasts. If you want to do some heavy austerities, but chanting, singing, and dancing, that's not considered a difficult austerity. But if you don't chant, how does he propose to get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya? Please.
I think the context was, you told a story about how just by taking a little prasad at Shantipur on a certain day, by disappearance or whatever it is, you get prema. Right? You mentioned that in your talk. If you just take a little prasad, that's why we have the food distribution at Shantipur during the Mayapur festival. So this devotee is saying, well, okay, I'll travel. I mean, prema is the most valuable thing. So I'll travel to that city on that day, take a little prasad, and what do I have to, even though I go out every day, you see? He's saying, why should I do all this chanting? Why don't I just do that?
If you go to Shantipur and take a prasad, you get love of Krishna, you want to chant. If you have love of Krishna, you can't stop chanting. It works the other way. Now he's chanting to get something. There, you chant because you love Krishna. Ever since you take the prasad, you'll be chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna There's the different things that say, well, if you do this, if you do on non-Vitrikrama, you never know, got it. If you do the Sashanti Kapoor, take some Prasad, you get Govinda Bhakti. There's some different things. But we try to do all that we can. At the same time, we have taken vows. This person identifies as a Das. So, if you're a Das, if you're an initiated devotee, you take a vow from your guru to chant 16 rounds. So, every day we chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. We chant our 16 rounds. We want to engage in service. So, this isn't, that we, if you do it because you want to achieve something, and if this is austerity for you, then you don't have love for God here. So you need to take this for sure, I think. And then if you have love for God here, you want to chant, you want to serve. What does love mean? If you love someone, you want to serve that person. If you love Krishna, you want to serve them. And he said he's pleased when you chant his holy name. So you want to do it. Now if you're doing it because it's your duty or some other thing, that's called Vaidhi Bhakti. Doing devotional service according to the rules and regulations. It's when you actually have love, you do the same thing, but you want to do it. You like to do it. And then you don't think, why do I have to go and chant every day? Oh! You think, I can't stop chanting. When I start chanting, the devotee would chant. I don't know what I thought, but later, if I try to do something else, and then I try to make if they came by chanting Hare Krishna, I couldn't think of anything else. All I could think of was just chanting. So, like a change, your whole mindset changes after some time. So, I hope that you won't see the high knowledge of some austerity. Rather, I was only on two occasions able to go on Harinava. I found it very, very blissful to go on Harinava. And other times, somehow I had therapies or some other different things. But I don't think I saw the devotees blissfully dancing and disturbing the mercy. I don't think they go on Harinava because it's some great austerity, and rather they like it. Govinda Datta and Jaya Gauranga and who else? There's several, Vanavatya and others. They seem to sincerely enjoy chanting. There's a devotee here.
Ganesh.
They are chanting, they are ecstatic. You find that the Harinam to be is a great austerity.
I say it feels the happiness and Krishna consciousness over the
top. Hare Krishna! So, rather, all these other things we do, like going on visiting Mayapur and visiting doing the Parikrama, taking the Prasad, some holy place, what they do They make you want to do these things. They make it natural. And they don't think, oh, it's austerity I have to do. Why do I have to do this? I can just take the shot. When you take the shot, you'll be mad after chanting. Like the six-year-old swamis. Hey, Radhi, hey, Govinda. They're running around the forest of Vrindavan. They're not thinking that this is some austerity. They love Krishna. They love Radharani. Hari Go. So this Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he had a vision where he saw the kirtan of Lord Chaitanya turn into the Raslila. So he saw that the modern day kirtan was like the Raslila. It was ecstatic. Hari Go. So I think time is up. Those who want to nursing oil.
Yeah, a lot. Don't.
Oh, man. Yep.